Thank you, Dutton Rogers and Ben Robinson. You are both high school students, and you organized the recent student walkout that took place Wednesday, March 14th. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So how did the walkout go? How many students? What took place? Was it orderly?
So we walked out at 10 a.m. Last Wednesday. It was great success, we think. We had about 100 students come out of class, and we're doing it as a memorial to the victims of the Parkland High School shooting, which was exactly a month ago from the date of the walkout. And we were just doing it to honor them and to facilitate discussion about how we can fix the problem of school shootings.
Yeah, I would say it was very orderly. We had 2 minutes of silence at the beginning to remember those lost at Parkland High School. And I was very impressed with the maturity shown by our fellow peers. It was, very orderly. Afterwards, we all had discussion, and a few students were encouraged to go and write letters to local legislators. And so some chose to go in and do that as well.
So typically, or in general, what inspired you to call for this walkout? And as you were saying, Dutton, before we started the interview, it was pretty much you and Ben who organized it. So what inspired you to...
So about a month ago, is when the Parkland school shooting happened, and the movement that followed immediately after inspired both Ben and I. And we started talking about how we as student leaders at Sandpoint High School, we're both in student council. We just talked about how, someone needs to take a stand, someone needs to take initiative, and we thought that should be us.
I saw on social media about the National Women's March was calling for a student walkout on the 14th of March. And I decided that Dutton and I, as student leaders, we were both passionate about having a walkout. And I just decided that it could happen either disorderly, and one way or another was going to happen. And I thought it could happen with being very orderly and organized and be productive, or it could be chaotic and nobody could really take charge and have any idea what was going on. So I decided to take the more positive route of that.
And the point of doing a walkout is to send a message. And so part of the way we sent that message was to make sure everyone was unified in our cause. We contacted the Bee and the Reader to make sure it was getting out to the community what we were doing. And so people heard our stance and what we wanted to spread with it.
Initially, how did you get the word out to the students? What was your mode of communication?
We used social media as our main mode of communication, and also just word of mouth. A lot of kids were very excited about the walkout already, and so it just took us creating a few social media profiles on platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, and just getting the word out that it was happening and that it was organized.
Most students knew about it already, so just took that effort to say, okay, people here at Sandpoint are doing it. There will be other people walking out for me. And so that's what happened.
So the students who did not join in the walkout, how were they respectful of your decision to do this?
Yeah. So a lot of students chose to wear shirts that expressed their opinions of pro-gun things. And I totally respect that. We're in America, all about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And that's what we are using, to walk out. So I have a lot of respect for those people who did their own demonstration. But overall, through the school, I say about half the school wasn't participating either way. But
a lot of kids didn't walk out purely because they didn't know the true purpose of the walkout. And we tried as hard as we could to spread the true purpose of what it was. But of course, our purpose was a little bit different than a lot of the other walkouts that occurred across the nation. So a lot of kids didn't know the true purpose of walking out. And so they decided that they weren't going to walk out unless they knew what they were walking out for. And so I have tremendous respect for those who decided to stay in class purely because they just didn't know what they would be walking out for. And of course, unfortunately, there's always going to be those students who walk out just because others are doing so. But I have respect for those who didn't walk out because they didn't know why, or because they didn't like the kind of buzz that it had around it.
So if you had had a little bit more time and a little bit more opportunity to get the word out about what it was really for, you may have had a different response, but you feel good about the response that you did have.
Yeah, for sure.
And how did the school administration and staff respond to making it possible and your initial request to do it?
So initially, Ben and I, we went and just talked to the principal, Mr. Robertson, and you know, we just had an open discussion with him of what our feelings were about it, and he was open to talking more about it, but he didn't want to make it political, so that's why we really pushed it as a memorial to the students, and then also trying to start discussion, not, you know, having an anti-gun or a pro-gun approach to it. We just wanted to keep it a friendly environment, and so that's really helped us to get strong administration support. And then they were, you know, of course, very neutral on it. Teachers were neutral. Teachers kept teaching through the period. And the administration, I believe a couple of them just came outside to supervise and just stood in the back to make sure everything was orderly. But they were very hands-off. And just as far as punishing students, they just used the normal, marked it as a truancy and turned that truancy into a tardy. And so it wasn't like you're getting suspended or anything for walking out.
For your walkout, it wasn't about gun safety or gun decision-making, but across the country, that was part of the walkout. How do you think this walkout would impact decision-making and policy-making?
Well, so we decided to make it more towards as a memorial and steer less away from gun control because we wanted to include as many kids as we can and get as many perspectives into that discussion that we had as we could. And so we're hoping that the impact that it has, we just hope that legislators from our area and from our state just see that kids are concerned about school safety and these school shootings that are happening. And I guess that's what we're mainly hoping that they see out of our walkout.
Yeah, we just want to see things happen. Kind of interesting, on the same day that we did the walkout, our school changed to a, what's the term they use, Ben?
A single point of entry.
Single point of entry, yeah. So they lock all the doors at the start of the day, except for the front door. And so that's, you know, one of the solutions some people have come up with to help eliminate hazards in schools. But, you know, just seeing more things like that, more action from our legislators is what we want to see. It's kind of sad when the people who can't even vote are the most motivated people across the country to see something happen. And we think that, you know, our parents should be more concerned for our safety. And so we were just sickened by that and wanted to see something happen.
On that same realm, have you heard from other students? Are they concerned about feeling safe at school? Is this something that permeates the school day?
I would say, yeah, it is. I mean, recently we had that shootout that was not too far away from our school. And I heard from a few of my friends at the school that they were scared because they didn't really know what was happening. There were just rumors around the school that there was a shooter. I fortunately had some pretty good information about it. As soon as I got to school, there were some well-informed students and teachers that let me know what was happening. But fortunately, the word of mouth isn't the most reliable form of communication. So, I mean, kids are scared, and that's just an example of how, like, some kids feel about... I mean, school's pretty open. There's multiple incidents of people coming in and kind of giving us, shaking the school up a little bit. It's definitely something on our minds.
It does live in the school.
Yeah, yeah. It varies, of course, from student to student. And we do live in a small town, but we do live in a very gun-prevalent town. So for some people, that's very scary. Other people, that's very comforting.
So you had your first school walkout, and this Saturday around the country, there's another action taking place. It's called March for Our Lives. There's one planned in Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. Is there something planned for Sandpoint, and are you involved in the planning?
Yes. So Ben and I have been helping to plan this march, and we're doing it at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and we are hopefully going to meet in the City Beach parking lot, and then still trying to pin down a certain location, but hopefully the information about that will be able to spread through social media. And we are going to march around the town. We have a route set, and we are going to ask for common sense gun reform, things like background checks, deeper background checks, nationwide background checks, limits on high capacity magazines, and things like bump stocks, things that most Americans agree on and just haven't been done by our legislators.
I'd say a big difference between the walkout that we had at our school and this upcoming march is we tried to include as a large majority of our student population and include a lot of those variety of viewpoints within our walkout. And this march seems a lot more political kind of action that'll be happening down at City Beach.
Okay, are you going to create an events page on Facebook for the march?
I mean, I haven't even thought about that yet. I'm more worried about advertising to the students, the Women's March organization, and the Bonner County Democrats are both helping us to organize this. And so they're helping to spread their networks, which is a lot more Facebook-sided. With the youth side, we're a lot more on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. Okay. So we're helping to get, you know, a lot of student population there.
Sounds good. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing a little bit about what happened with the student walkout and to tell us about the upcoming Saturday March for Our Lives. It'll take place at the City Beach at 10 o'clock. So thank you, Dutton Rogers and Ben Robinson, Sandpoint High School students.
Thanks again for having us. Yeah.